Time now for another Mike and Jill cast. I don't even have any credits as far as season number and episode number.
Well, we're still on season one.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
Right. No.
And I feel like it's maybe our fourth or so. Third.
It's fourth. It's fourth.
Well, see, then you do know. Stop pretending like you don't.
Well, it's what I do, Jill. Well, I mean, the point was, too, that, the novelties wore off.
Yeah, it's not nearly as fun or as exciting as we thought it would be.
That's right.
Shocker.
Not like we're doing a bunch of these like we said we were going to do. But the reason being, for the most part, is because there were a lot of things that happened between the last one and this one.
This is true.
I went down and got a divorce.
I went and got me a divorcey thingy.
Got the divorce thingy. So,
high fives to that.
Yeah.
Is it terrible that I always, like, whenever my friends tell me they're getting divorced, I'm like, way to go. And my other friends are like, that is terrible.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm really happy for them. I knew they were miserable. It's good. It's not a bad thing.
And for me, it was all of these people that said, hey, I'm sorry, and all this. And others that were
you weren't sorry.
No, not at all. And that's right. And others like, is it okay if I say congratulations? I'm not sure what to say here. Yeah, congratulations is fine.
Let's throw a party.
She was kind of weird. My ex.
I mean, we know. Oh.
Yeah. No. I mean, I don't mean the overall scheme of things. I mean that,
that
whenever
day.
We were in there, that day, because she didn't know that I was going to be there, but she came in and said she assumed that I might have been.
Yeah, well, since you're part of the divorce.
Well, yeah.
There's that.
And since she lives in Nebraska now, 3504 West Fort... No,
I don't have any idea. That's so awesome.
But what I did... think about it is the fact that I might not have shown up and just let it go in her mind. But no, I did show up, and I had been, I went down to Kansas City first because it was just a little bit further to go, and it gave me a chance to see my mom.
That's always
good. And knew that I wasn't going to be back there.
How's mom doing?
She's doing great.
Good.
And I wouldn't, I've got ADD enough. Don't get me too far off track here. And it was just a little bit further to go down there, see her, and I knew that I wasn't going to see her over Thanksgiving.
Right.
So I could go down there then, and then on my way back.
Make it a whole trip.
Right. Do it. And just a super fast trip. I mean, just going down there, staying the night, then coming back. So between Kansas City and Omaha, I totally spilled stuff all over my crotch.
Oh, nice work.
Didn't I tell you about this?
That doesn't surprise me, no.
Yeah, this is, I'm on my way, and I'm talking to a friend that's going to help me figure out where I'm supposed to go.
Right.
Because she lives in Omaha. And as I'm going along, I'm realizing that the court time is about 30 minutes earlier than I thought.
Oh.
And so I'm already thinking, I'm kind of pressing the time, but her and I were going to have lunch beforehand and on my way. And as I'm talking to her and trying to figure out the plan and how mean her, I spilled this whole soda. I mean, it's like when it was where the top was flimsy, whenever I squeezed it together, it popped the top
Dunzo.
Off. And then, it was almost like it exploded.
Yeah, that was the worst.
All goes in
Why
my crotch.
Why is it in your crotch? Why don't you have it in the cup holder like normal people?
It was in the cup holder, and I was picking it up to bring it to my mouth.
And what normal people do.
Right, because Jill, unlike apparently you, I did not bend my head over to the middle
or
of the console
really
while I was
long,
driving.
Swirly
one
straw.
Of those super straws? Sure, could have done that.
You don't even have to move.
Yeah, right. Well, next time I'll do that, or I'll get one of those helmets that have the cans.
I was
going to
say, we can invent those for drivers, semi-drivers and whatnot.
So, it gets all over, and so now I'm thinking, God, this is going to have to dry. This isn't drying. This is going to look bad. And the problem was that the only other clothes I had, because this was a quick trip, was some faded blue jeans in the trunk.
That's when you run into a store fast. It's
Well,
Omaha.
That's what I had to do, but I did not have much time.
Oh, right, because it was earlier.
Because this I was supposed to be there at 1:15. And so I stopped at a store the very first exit, and I'm telling my friends look, detour, got to stop, got to get some pants. Need some pants.
I don't have any pants to wear.
And I forgot something. I was coming along. I forgot.
Don't feel like the judge would look very highly upon me without pants.
So I'm pulling into this parking lot. I try to find the first place that I can think of. And it's that first exit there in Omaha. And you go into the store, And normally I would ignore all clerks. You know, no, I'm fine, I'm fine.
Right.
But I walk in and the first one, I see this young girl. And it's like, can I said, yeah, pants. I said, just need to pants.
I need some pants. I feed the ones I'm in.
Right. And that's what I said. I said, look, I'm headed to court. You know, I had a sports coat on. And I said, look, I spilled and I'm headed to court. I got to get some pants. And she's like, okay, right here. And so I get the pants. And then I head over to the register, and there's one person.
Oh, geez.
That was it.
Never fails.
And so I go over there. I'm going to cough.
Thanks for the heads up on that one.
Yeah, I should probably have a drink here.
Yeah.
Just get
grab some of that brewski.
I'm going to toss this
Oh, wait,
back.
You don't drink that.
I don't drink that. I drink the hard stuff. But what happened was one clerk, and I get up there, and there's... Because there is 17 different checkouts, and there's four people in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And so the first one gets up there, the second one gets up, and they start looking around. And the woman's putting this thing up on the counter.
Oh, like we don't have a price tag.
Are you kidding me?
And now we need to get the... Oh,
and so I think that the clerk is going to call for help, you know, come over here. And instead, I see the clerk is asking somebody to go look it up.
Oh, so now we have to wait for them to run, go find the item.
And I'm sitting here, and I mean, I'm just holding my pants.
That is the story of my life.
Yeah.
Did you just change it? No, I'm right there. You should have. While you're waiting.
Ultimately, I did. No, not in the line. Not in the line.
Could've.
Yeah, I start stripping down
right
there.
Since you guys are taking forever.
Yeah, tell you what. Look away. Because I'm going to have to ditch these underwear. So a couple of people in front of me, and it's so slow. Finally, another cashier comes up to the rescue, and there's a woman in front of me with all these items and a kid in the basket, and it's like, oh. And the clerk says, all right, who's next? And the woman looks at me and says, why don't you go ahead and go?
Oh, that was nice of her.
And I'm like, I can't believe this. I said, you're the nicest person in the world. I said, I have spilled on my crotch.
I'm sure she didn't want to know anything else about you at this point.
No, and at this point, I was going to prove to her why I was getting a divorce. You know, it's like, look, this is why.
Here's the story,
yeah,
lady.
Here's why it didn't work out.
I am single and ready to mingle.
This is the way I am. Or yeah, hey, I tell you what, you know, I see you have a kid here, but I don't see a ring, so I'm thinking I'm going to get a divorce, you know, if you want to meet back here in a while.
You can have a drink later.
Yeah, and so the woman that was checking me out, here's this, and so she's like, I'm gonna give you a bag and I'm gonna alert them that you're going to change and that it's okay, you're not stealing anything. I'm like, you are awesome.
That's cool that
and
they helped
so,
a brother
yeah.
out.
And so then I did. I went in and I changed in a little dressing room and came out and had my crotch-soaked pants. And
you know
the,
what else you can do?
Yeah.
Is just go change and then bring the little tag and be like, I'm wearing these.
Yeah.
People wear shoes out of the store all
right,
the time.
Right,
or girls do. I don't know. Because that's how we roll.
Right.
We ain't got time for that. So we just change in the store and then go out.
All right. So, and just put my butt up on the counter and let them just scan it. I get it. So,
That'll work too.
All right. So that's how it shook out. And then I went to meet my friend. I want to tell you something. I don't think I told anybody about this, but the cool thing that I did. She had me meet her at this cafe that's like by donations.
Oh, cool.
You go in, and it's like they say, this is how much of the value is, and just
and
make a donation.
You can choose to donate whatever you want.
And
That's
it was a
awesome.
Great meal. Man, I had two slices of pizza. I had the salad. I had the side and all of this stuff.
That sounds awesome.
Some of the drink. And it was only like $7. I mean, she put like $20 in.
Omaha has stellar food, though. They have all kinds of great restaurants there.
Right. And this wasn't the occasion for that, Jill.
No,
thank
I
you,
know,
though.
But it's like you could eat your way through that city.
Yeah.
And take weeks.
Jill, I could eat my way through any city. I mean,
I know.
Let's not,
is it
you know,
weird that I'm always thinking of food?
Not weird, just well,
we're just
expected.
Over it.
Yeah. And so then I go over to the court, and I'm the first one in there. I go in, and nobody else is around.
Well, they're just probably getting off their lunch break.
Well, they were, but I was kind of concerned that maybe I'm in the wrong place because I was looking at, and as I walked in, it was like. Because there was a sign that
did it have your name on it?
It didn't. I thought it was going to be like, you know, you show up at the airport and
just thinking that exact
one of those
same
cards.
Thing.
Yeah.
Somebody's just waiting for you
wasn't
with your name.
It wasn't quite like that. What it was, though, is a sign that said the first three rows are reserved for police officers and media.
Oh, awesome. Because we're hoping we just have a whole slew of media.
And there's and going on this district, district court, Western judge, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I'm like, wow, maybe.
And since when are they reserve the first rows for media? Shouldn't that be the people that are actually going to be in court?
Yeah, no, this
media's in the back row.
No, they're not. Because this is where the bad stuff happens. As a matter of fact, I sit down there. And nobody's around. I'm thinking, man, am I in the right place? Because this is going to suck if my hearing is going on downstairs because it's almost 1:15 and nobody's around.
That's so weird.
So there's a little booth as you go into the courtroom that separates. So there's glass. You walk in, and it's enclosed. And all of a sudden, all of these kids just assemble inside there. And then I hear this... this woman, who obviously was a teacher of some sort, says, and this is where, on this side, this is where the bad guys are.
And that's where you were?
I was the only one in there. And I'm like, no, I'm not the bad guy here.
We're just getting a divorce.
Matter of fact, I think she's the bad guy here. Stop it.
That is awful that she said that.
Yes. And so then I'm looking at somebody is, pushing through the kids and coming in, and there it was, my soon-to-be ex.
Oh, and that's the bad guy. That's what you should have said.
I know. It's like, no, there it is. There's the bad guy.
I'm the good guy. She's the bad guy.
I'm the media. I'm sitting in the front row. See? So she comes in and she sits in front of me, and of course I'm me, so I'm making jokes about stuff, and
did she sit next to you?
She sat right in front of me. She sat in the row right in front of me.
Did she say hi?
Yeah.
That's good.
She came in and she goes, hey, asshole, I figured you'd be here.
Oh, wow.
No, she didn't say that.
I was like, awesome. I wish she would have.
Yeah, and I'm figuring that, this is off the air. So, I mean, I could say all the expletives that,
that you're thinking of.
Yeah, right. I think I talked about this on the air and I couldn't say these things. But
true.
No, she said... kind of thought you'd be here. And I was like, well, yeah, because I talked to a lawyer who said, you don't show up, they could do anything they want while you're not there.
Exactly. Yeah, sneaky.
And so I'm asking her, I said, so really, is this it? Is it just these papers? Because they're really just saying, whatever you guys say, it's all okay.
Yeah, that's how it is.
But there was
have major stuff to divide up.
No, there's this whole house thing that's involved. It's in her name. And they're trying to get me to take a part of that. And so then when the judge finally gets in, and it gets closer and closer time for the judge to come in, and she starts getting more and more weird, like uptight, tense.
Yeah,
and so then
is it in the wrong?
No, I mean whatever it was, but you would think that I would have been the one that was upset. It's not like I was in there going, you know what? It's a year and a half later. She's reconsidered, man. Let's give this another go. It's like, no, that's why I told people that were texting me and stuff and saying, you know, are you okay? Hell yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah, it does.
This was a year and a half ago that this all started.
Right.
And I'm happy for the time that we had together. I had fun.
Right.
And so now we're not.
It's done.
Yeah. So go on. I mean, life's too short.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
I've had a heart attack since then. I know that my days are numbered. So anyway,
that's a nice way to look at it.
Well, yeah. So the judge gets up there and he starts talking about everything. It's saying that, all right, so, and I can't hear everything he's saying, but I'm standing up and I'm wondering, what the hell? What about me? And finally, I spoke up and I'm like, Your Honor, I'm right here. Oh. Oh, you're here?
Oh, he didn't think you were there.
No, because he'd asked her. He's like, okay, I see that, you know, you served him and like that. He's like, okay, well, do you want to come up here and approach? Yeah, I do. Okay, well, do you agree with what I asked her? I said, well, I couldn't hear what you said. So now he hates me. He's annoyed with me because
you're now the a-hole, for
all
sure.
All right, so I can see why she's wanting this divorce here. Matter of fact, I think she says no alimony. I'm awarding it to her anyway.
She's getting 10 cents a month.
And so he said, well, I was saying, you know, do you disagree? Is it irrevocable? Oh, yeah, it's irrevocable. We're not going back at it.
No.
He's like, no, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, all right, okay. And she wanted to get a copy of it. So she wanted to get a notarized copy.
Well, yeah, you're supposed to.
Oh, hell, I didn't care. Well, but I went over.
You will need it in your lifetime, I guarantee.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm sure. And there's the whole, there's the whole thing about the house and all of that shit. So I'm thinking that maybe that has something to do with it. But so I go next
door. Long story short.
Yeah.
Only Toledo.
Yeah. So, and then I go over to, and I told her, and again, I'm thinking it's, you know, hey, sorry to this point. So I tell her, it's like, hey, I'll get it. Let me get this for you. I'll pay for it. And so they go up there and pay for it. Here, you keep the receipt. I'm all like, yeah, we're good.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we had to wait for the elevator. This is this courthouse must have been built in the 1860s. It's
a
monkey cranked elevator, I think, is
and
what was
totally
there.
Awkwardness.
Yeah, yeah, because we're the only one standing there.
Oh my gosh.
And so finally she starts going toward the stairs. And so I go toward the stairs. It's like, all right, you know, she's on the second floor.
Why did you do that to her? Just let her be.
Really? So
yeah.
I am the asshole now, aren't
you
I?
You are. Just well, like she walked away. Let
yeah,
her go.
Yeah. Well, she had these boots on. And so then I was afraid that she was going to take a header in the stairwell. And so I tell her, it's like, don't fall. They'll think that I pushed you or something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, she didn't think the stuff was as funny as I did.
No.
Really?
I can imagine.
So I was in the wrong here, huh?
Yeah, I would have been like, stop following me. Like, obviously it was awkward for her, so she was like, walking away.
Right.
And you're like, hey, let me follow you.
I'm like the
she
guy.
She hates you.
Oh, yeah. I'm like the guy that doesn't give up. You know? That's like,
no, hey, let it go.
You know, did I say something wrong? Was it wrong? Did I say, do you still like me?
She's
do you not like me?
I'm going to punch you.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, she's pretty tough. She's a derby
I know,
girl.
She's
she
could have.
And so, yeah, so we get down to the bottom there, and we're going out the doors, and yeah, she's pretty much done. But I told her, I was like, well, you know, good luck.
Deuces.
I said, yeah, have a good life. You know, good,
have a nice
good
life.
Luck to you.
Don't ever text me again.
Yeah.
and be a freak show.
Well, I believe that was what her line was supposed to be. Because I'm the one that's traipsing after. And I go, I think she probably had a problem because I had a spring in my step. I'm like, hey, here we go.
She should have too. She's the one that wanted it, right?
That was my point.
Yeah,
my point
so
was
here.
She,
wish granted.
We should have been high-fiving. This is what I'm thinking.
Let's go drink.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I had a friend where I was friends with this couple a few years ago. And one of the bars here, I walked in at Happy Hour. I was like, oh, my God, you guys are here. Yeah, we're toasting our divorce. It was finalized today.
Oh, my gosh.
Like,
see?
This is why I love
about.
You guys.
Exactly.
And so, so we started to go out the door. And I am creepy, Jill.
Oh, God. What did you do?
Well, it's the revolving doors.
Yes.
No,
I was right on there with her.
I'm right on there with her.
Oh, my gosh. I'm surprised we didn't see an episode of Snapped after that.
And I'm telling her.
Woman kills man with pen at courthouse.
I told her, I said, hey, we had a good run. I think that's my last words to her.
That's
I think that's
awesome.
The last thing that I've said to her is, we had a good run.
And did she reply? Did she look at you? Was she just like walking briskly away?
I think she threw up a little bit. I'm not sure. It's kind of like, ugh.
She's like, I hate you.
Yeah,
bye.
I don't think she agreed with me at all. And so then she's walking in front of me and she turns right. Well, that's where my car's parked. And so now it's like,
oh, God,
crap.
Now you're even worse.
Now I'm going to be
That's why
the
you
road.
Should have let her walk down the stairs by yourself.
Yeah, well, I walked across the street because I thought, I'm not going to make this more weird. I'm going to walk across the street. So then we're walking at the same time.
Oh, gosh.
And I get the red light because I got to go across the street. And she's got the green light and has to walk right past me.
So you should have just went to your car.
I was going to my car.
Oh, but you're trying to do it the opposite.
Yeah, I was trying to go on the other side of the street, so I'm thinking that she must be the other direction.
Oh, my gosh. How stupid is this whole thing?
So now, I got to tell you that wasn't my last word to her, because now, my last words to her, where I looked at her, and I said, I tried to go a different route and avoid it.
And what'd she say?
She finally smiled.
Oh, but she didn't say anything. Why did you even continue to talk to her?
Because it was weird, because she was walking right at me.
Know,
and at this point, I'm like,
care. She didn't say anything to you.
Well, I mean, I had to dispel the thought in her head that I was going to run and give her a hug or something.
You should have.
I know.
With like a tear in your eye.
At that point, going, no, take me back. Please take me back.
You get on your knees in the
come
street.
On.
Yeah. And then be like, just kidding.
Yeah.
Get up and just walk away.
Lead in. Just, oh, my bad. You know, have a good time.
So. Yeah, time to drink.
Yeah.
Deuces.
Well, it was, because then I went to Sioux Falls to have drinks.
Perfect.
And had because I stayed the night there, had some friends that I met up with, and so I go into the bar. Well, he was only there for a few minutes, and he had to leave.
Yeah.
And so I go out to the bar to get a drink and not sit like real pathetic over at a table
by yourself,
yeah.
Right?
And so whenever I get up there, this guy looks at me and he goes, hey, and I had the sport coat on, and the pants that I just bought, and he's like, hey, looking good. Looking good there.
Oh, wow. Thanks.
And I'm like, wow, weirdo. I am divorced. This is what happens.
Dudes hit on you?
Well, I was thinking that it'd be better if it were a woman.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
but,
naturally.
But, well, unless I was into guys, there's nothing wrong with that.
No, I mean, I'm not, for you is what I'm talking about, not anybody.
And, yeah, so I'm like, yeah, thing. And then he goes, man, man, you're rocking those glasses. Are those carbon fiber? And I was like, dude, I don't know what the hell they are. I just,
I'm just here to drink.
And I was like, look, I'm just getting to drink. You know, I'm celebrating. I got my divorce. That's why I like this. And I don't think he heard that part. I think what he was wanting somebody to sit there and buy him drinks is kind of what I figured out through there. Because he was talking to the bartender, who I think was either cutting him off or saying that he wasn't going to give him a free one or something. So there, that's how my whole divorce thing ended.
Well, there. At least you get to end it with drinking. Always a plus.
I did.
It's a silver lining to
everything. Because it was across the street from the hotel where I was staying. So, so I would just, you know, traipse right over there and be done with it.
No driving involved.
Yeah. No driving involved. And, and apparently there was nobody else that recognized that I was divorced and single because he ended up being the last person to talk to me for the rest of the night. And I was a blubbering idiot. So
yay, good for you.
Well, so this is why we haven't had a
Mike and Jill cast, little month for you.
Right. So this is what it's happened. It was more of a Mike cast because it wasn't anything about Jill. All about me. Yeah. Because all right. So what's happened to you in the past month, Jill?
Oh, a lot. We don't have even time for it.
What? You watch some you watch some TV and
writing
took
papers.
Some tests.
Yeah. Taking tests. Right. Well,
he went to New York.
Oh, I did go to New York City.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll talk about that next time.
All right.
The mic cast with Jill is what it ultimately ends up being
the
now.
The mic cast with Jill.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. All right. Till next time. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you.
See ya.